look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
That chats with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The president steps up attacks on the congresswomen he's been feuding with during his rally last night in Greenville, North Carolina, saying they
are left-wing extremists who reject everything our nation stands for. Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
The crowd chanting, send her back, about Representative Ilhan Omar, who came to the U.S. from Somalia as a child. Critics, like presidential candidate Kamala Harris, responding,
tweeting, it's vile, it's cowardly, it's xenophobic, it's racist, it defiles the office of the president, and I won't share it here.
Fox's Todd Pyro. And suspected arson kills at least 13 people in Japan, more than 10 others presumed dead, at a popular animation production studio in Kyoto. The suspect is injured and being treated at a hospital. This is Fox News.
Spielberg is directing the new West Side Story, and he's adding his own Spielberg twist.
I want to be in Jurassic Park. Dinos run free in Jurassic Park. Climb up a tree in Jurassic Park.
Or they will lead me in Jurassic Park.
It's West Side Spielberg, because we're gonna need a bigger boat for those sharks.
When you're a shark, and I'll eat you while you're swimming round having fun at the beach.
And your heart will melt when Maria falls for an illegal alien.
I am E.T., yes, I'm E.T., and somebody should let me phone home.
It's West Side Spielberg, and coming soon, George Lucas directs Hamilton.
Mr. Alexander Hamilton!
The subject of Greg's smoking came up on the show. Greg Budell, what would have to happen for you to quit smoking?
Stop making my cigarettes.
Then there was a group discussion.
You've been smoking that long, it's not going to make a difference.
Well, no,
you don't know that.
Doctors say that if you stop today, yes, it will make a difference.
He's not going to stop.
They have a whole timeline for what happens when you stop, when you don't smoke for 6 hours, when you don't smoke for a day, when you don't smoke for 3 days, you don't smoke for a week.
And he's not going to do it.
But he could if he wanted to.
He doesn't want to.
Pardon me while I pull my foot out of the grave.
The only one who didn't comment was Bailey the Wonder Dog. Bailey, your thoughts?
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
What the hell does that mean?
It means your dog is probably going out to the casino for cheaper cigarette prices.
Shut up.
Stand by for three men.
Hey, you got a light?
Sure thing, Bailey. And a lady.
It's had no effect whatsoever on my health or my voice.
Welcome to Thursday Goes By in a Blur's Day on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg Budell with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and we start as always with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
The big story coast to coast is the excessive heat today. From the heartland all the way through the Great Lakes in the Northeast today and tomorrow. New York City could hit 100 degrees, I think, tomorrow.
New York City?
Yes, right. There could be, 4 dozen records in the next couple of days. For us, no heat advisory in effect, but another hot day with a high around 95 and triple-digit heat indices. The spotty afternoon storms will be a little bit more numerous today, but not much. Roughly... 30% chance that you'll run into one. Most towns won't. Isolated storms into the evening hours tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, rain chances do get better. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Through the weekend, doesn't mean your weekend is a washout. And then the good rain chances remain early next week. So this is great news because so many people are asking me, and all I do is hear, when is it going to rain? When is it going to rain? When is it going to rain? Right now this morning we have calm winds and 94% humidity. Temperature is 76 at 611.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
Yeah, it is.
No, wait.
It's just Thursday.
You always find a reason to party.
To party.
Like what?
Like what?
Like.
Like.
Tomorrow's Friday. And then suddenly it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason.
Told you.
Showtime.
It's incumbent on me as a morning host to be on top of all the trends, cultural and otherwise. And the hot thing, all of a sudden, is this aging app.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm not doing it.
Well, I guess then the rest of the world must not.
No. Not that it's not. Not saying that not that the rest of the world isn't doing it. I'm saying I'm not giving the Russians any information.
Well, yeah, it is a Russian program, from what I understand. I do remember when I was a kid, and I would think ahead to the year 2000. And the age I would be in, I would keep trying to imagine. I had no idea. Yeah. No idea whatsoever that I would be as good looking as I was.
You sure is a...
Yeah, what else did you think would be here that...
Flying cars.
Oh, yeah. That
didn't
yeah.
make it.
That was supposed to happen 20 yeah. years ago.
And
Jetsons totally let us down.
Like
not really. We had video phones.
FaceTime video phones did happen.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. But I really would rather have the flying car.
Than a face app? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but then what would Jeff Blake do every morning? If you had the flying car, he wouldn't be able to... He would just...
Bless him.
He'd be bored.
We have a backup in the sky. and what about me? What about somebody my age? What do I look for? You always know there's a song. Good body every morning.
Look at me older, losing my hair on my phone face app. Wrinkled and shriveled and aging. Is it me or just Larry King? Check out my photo, it's so creepy, I can't take it anymore. The old me is spooky, I can't bear to see me when I'm 94. I look like a prune. If this is my future, hope I drop dead soon. Why did I download? It's scaring me like I'm at death's door. I don't want to see me with AARP when I'm 94. Woo!
Soft shoe.
Yeah, I didn't do the face app either.
Who wants to see? I mean, I don't want to look into the future and see what I might look like.
Anytime some app comes along or something comes along that a ton of people use that needs your face to make it work and everything else, I'm all kinds of skeptical about it.
Did they not at one time have an app that would change your race? Like if you were always curious to know what you would look like if you were...
I think there was one that changed your gender. Like, you could see what you look like as a woman.
You remember Fat Booth?
Or as a man.
Remember Fat Booth?
Mm-mm.
The one where you put in your picture and you could blow it out.
I think I still have it.
I don't
need that. I have the home version.
Right, exactly. I think I know what I look like.
But I'm working on it, and I'm making progress.
Look what ants did to my hand yesterday.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Ants?
Ants.
You're covered up.
How did you get your hand? I can see it happening with feet.
It had to do with pine straw and Bailey.
Oh.
God, some of the worst things that happened in your life have to do with Bailey.
Cleaning up after Bailey, some bad things happen.
Not that I wish to come in and whine to start the show this morning. I don't know if it's this jaw thing. We had a massive turnout at Bomb Hours last night.
Oh, great.
For Moon Night and the Moon Pies.
Yeah.
We gave away 23 bags of Moon Pies last night. And because it was one per family, so we must have 50, 60 people there last night.
Outstanding.
And we celebrated Ashley Bankston's birthday.
Cool.
And Izzy, who is going to be my afternoon intern one or two days a week. She's a great high school kid, but she's really interested in all this. And she reminds me of me when I was that age. I wanted to, you know, explore things, find out, sit in, see what goes on. And she brought her mom and dad last night, so I got to meet her parents and talk to them about her career. That was fun. And then this jaw thing, I couldn't fall asleep last night. And he and I, when we first touched base this morning...
I saw him... I saw activity at 2:05. I said, my, you're up early. And he told me about his night. And then I've been up since 11 p.m.
But trust me when I... Yeah, me too since 10. I could fall asleep right now, though. That's...
Well, this is a pretty... No,
we'll be fine.
An opportune time to take a nap.
We sometimes some of our funniest days are when we're feeling like this.
When we're gassed, literally, yeah. In fact, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Bader were there last night.
Oh, you got to see Susanna?
Yeah.
Susanna.
Eddie has his...
She's the best.
Oh, won't you?
I mean, Eddie's cool, too.
We had our little piece of heaven in Bellwood West was... groomed yesterday, and it looks beautiful.
He's got a good team.
So, it's available for rent or for sale. And if you're interested, call Eddie, along with the other properties. He's got $236 for a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. Oof.
At the Waters.
At the Waters.
That's a fancy-pants situation he's got listed over there.
We looked out there and then realized we would be looking elsewhere. It was just a little bit out of our price range.
I could afford the desert, but not the Waters.
Let's see. And you can reach Eddie at the Goodson Group. I'm not going to give his cell number at this hour of the day.
I don't think he would be upset if he did.
Morris Capuano was there last night as well. And it was good to see him. 409-9300. If you're interested in getting a mortgage to buy my place. Not that I'm advertising my place in particular, or I'm in a hurry to unlock. It looks incredible. It really is, and it's the Georgia Floors Direct special, because it has so many great improvements that were done by Georgia Floors Direct over the 10 years I owned it. Looks great. 18 minutes after 6, your local news, and then our most electrifying story of the morning, and it's Hollywood, one of the great horror films of all time, turning real.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The elderly woman who suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility has died. According to the lawsuit filed, 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. Mitchell went on a field trip in June and was left in the van for 6 hours. Prattville police are making changes at Dosterwell Park after several recent disturbances. The park's new hours are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and anyone under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. And Haynes Ambulance Service says they're having trouble finding homes during emergencies because street numbers aren't properly displayed. They say you should have 3 to 5 inch numbers on both sides of your mailbox and the front of your home, and nothing should obstruct that view. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at...
Let's see. 245-1566.
Oh.
Rusty, check your mailbox, for crying out loud. I mentioned that this electrifying story also has a very...
creepy.
Tinge to it because the movie The Birds...
yeah.
...is happening in real life.
It's the end of the world.
A story from Denver, Colorado. A lady named Mary Hyman was... not spelled that way, walking her dog around a lake in downtown Denver in late July when a bird started flying uncomfortably close to her head. Before she knew what was happening, the bird body slammed her in the back of the head, flew around frantically, and then went back into a bush. It just startling when it's happened.
Birds creep me out. Hey, did you ever have a, it's a rhetorical question, did you ever have a bird in the house?
Yes.
My mom would go nuts.
Mine too. My mother was terrified of birds. She, not outside, in an indoor location. And one morning on a Saturday, I was up making cereal. I was the first one up in the house, and I heard a rustling sound. We had a closet in the kitchen that I think also had our furnace or something. I opened the door, and a bird flies out, and I just let out with a scream. And my mother was literally under the comforter with a pillow over her head until my father shooed it out of the house. Not shooting. Shooed. Isn't shoot.
I have this picture of my mom with a broom running around screaming.
You have the best documentation of anybody's life I've ever met. Your moon landing montage was great.
Did you see the one you posted got a lot of response. That was good to
it
see.
It did. Lots of... it's interesting. What produces response? Look, there's Tippi Hedren. We interviewed Tippi Hedren.
Yes, we did.
And when they were making The Birds, she has a scene where she has to walk upstairs, and everybody watching the movie knows that she's walking into yet another room full of hostile, attacking birds. And she asked Alfred Hitchcock, "Why am I doing this? This is dumb." Because I told you to.
Exactly.
That was his answer. Because I told you to. So they really don't seem to know what to blame this on, but there has been some aggression. Crow attacks are on the rise. His website, the website for a guy who follows this stuff, has had 5,000 reports of crow attacks this year.
My dad was attacked by getting ready to go in his car to go to work by a screech owl. You ever heard of a screech owl?
Is that the one in My Cousin Vinny that in the middle of the night when he comes out shooting, they're staying in?
It could be.
Somebody's outdoor cabin. It's a tiny bird, but makes a big noise.
And it is aggressive. It was attacking my dad's hair.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I would freak out.
Me too, at 4:45 in the morning?
Yeah.
Nobody needs that at 4:45 in the morning. So, anyway, we will continue to follow the story. I'll post this on Facebook so you can get all the details. They believe that, here we go again, climate change is having an effect on shrinking bird habitats. That's evidence, please. Everything is climate change.
Yeah, that's why I have these ant bites.
Climate change?
Climate change.
Yes, because you're invading their habitat. Don't forget Mr. Electric for the best when it comes to service, installation, whatever it is you need done. If you're hearing a humming sound in a particular part of the house, don't take chances with any red flags you see relative to anything electric, because electrical fires are thorough and devastating. if you need an installation, like when we had our Ring doorbell system. Oh, yeah, you could do it yourself. No. No, wasn't going to do that. Have Mr. Electric come out and install it. Works perfectly. You hear it all the year, or hear it all the time on the air here. And they fixed a couple of outdoor fixtures that had lights, but no wires running to the lights. I don't know why the previous owner failed to follow up on that part, but they quote you an upfront price on whatever it is you need them to do. That is what you pay, and they give you a specific appointment time, so you're not spending 6 hours hoping they'll show up in that window. And they tidy up anything that's created from an installation, like a ceiling fan and so forth. Simply the best at what they do. Master certified electricians all. Again, 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. Coming up, the timeline for the 18th of July, our first look at the roads, and then what's our TV topic today?
Checking in at work whenever you're on vacation.
Let's say you're in Jamaica or San Diego, and you're actually working while you're...
Yaman.
There.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. that's part of what we're chatting with them. That's coming up on CBS 8 and ABC 32, and I'm going to fake it till I make it today.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into our Thursday morning traffic, and things look all right out on the roadways. We don't see any big problems for you this time of the morning. If you're on the boulevard, be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up to a speed limit ride, and there are no delays at this point on the 31s. Keep your eyes open for the traffic around you, and be careful this morning. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers. United
for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy.
Or trade.
Yes, we do buy.
Diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the 18th of July, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
199th day of the year with 166 days left. I kid you not. I heard that today is World Listening Day.
What?
I heard. Yeah, I heard that. One day we need to do Listen People by Herman Sermons. Listen People.
Henry VIII would be a good one, too.
I am. National Caviar Day. It's got kind of a fishy taste. I mean, a salty taste, right?
It's wretched.
Why is it so expensive, and why is it such a big deal with rich people?
It's a thing. I guess it's an... I think people in Europe have more of an acquired taste.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably salty. Yeah. And then you realize you're eating sturgeon eggs.
Oh, man.
And the Sturgeon General does not recommend it.
Are you saying I can't find it at Dollar General?
You can get it at Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet.
It's National Sour Candy Day. No thanks.
They're right next to the Moon
Pies. Oh, Sour Patch Kids. You don't like Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, I like them.
Not necessarily.
I do.
Do you remember the year 64 when Nero's Rome burned?
Mm-hmm.
There's no evidence that he really started burning the city of Rome or that he played the fiddle while it burned, but it burned.
A little timeline audio from Nero fiddling while Rome burns.
Wonder if his smoke detector worked.
He didn't start the fire.
Yeah.
It was there and burning.
A little Billy Joel this morning. 483 years ago, 1536, the authority of the Pope declared null and void in England by Henry VIII, I am. 1936, the first Oscar Mayer Wienermobile rolls off the assembly line.
Yeah. Quick hot jump.
Dog.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, in years? Yeah, sure. 1947, Harry Truman signs the Presidential Succession Act, which establishes the Speaker of the House and the Senate pro temp of the as the fourth in line for succession of the Oval Office. And then, isn't that great what they do? It's kind of interesting. On State of the Union night, there's always somebody hidden away.
Right.
Somebody in the cabinet who is the designated survivor. 50 years ago in 69, just before midnight on Friday evening, an apparently drunken Ted Kennedy drove his car off a bridge, Chappaquiddick Island near Martha's Vineyard. His innocent passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died. Brave Kennedy swam to safety. He left Mary Jo in the car and left the scene and didn't report it to police for several hours. This all happened on a Friday night as Apollo 11 was a day away from the landing. Here's ABC's Howard K. Smith, the day after the moon landing. This is Monday.
At midnight last Friday, Senator Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge and into a pond on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. A young woman in the car with him was drowned. Kennedy survived but failed to report the accident until 10 hours later. Today, police moved to prosecute the senator on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident after causing bodily harm. ABC's Mal Good reports from Edgartown, Massachusetts.
At 9:30 in front of the Dukes County Courthouse, Chief of Police Dominic Arena faced newsmen in a crowd estimated at 400 townspeople and vacationers. Filing a complaint with the county clerk, Arena charged the senator with leaving the scene of an accident after having done bodily harm.
My investigation is completed. Mr. Steele and I will be prepared to go into the hearing, and we will just present our facts. And then if the complaint is issued, then a summons will be issued for the senator, and then we have to go to court.
The senator will not be required to be present when a formal hearing is held next Monday. He will be represented by local attorney Richard McCarron and longtime friend and advisor of the Kennedy family, Burke Marshall. Mal Good, ABC News, Edgartown, Massachusetts.
And the only reason it wasn't on every front page in the country is because Dateline Space, just 2 days away from the moon landing, and the first steps on the moon. Here's our song of the day. As we continue to highlight songs with moon in the title, let's see, we could have done Everyone's Gone to the Moon with Jonathan King, Andy Williams with Moon River.
Yeah.
Let's pick something a little bit more contemporary. It's a summertime tune, too. The year is 1972, a group that was formed in Paris, King Harvest. So this week on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, how about we do some dancing in the moonlight? Why not? This is your timeline.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight.
That's a good one. Tomorrow morning, we have one that is a simple declarative phrase that is obvious for just before we go to the moon. 1976, Montreal Olympics, Nadia Comăneci scores the first perfect 10 in the Olympic history. 1986, the world gets its first look at the remains of the Titanic, videotapes released by researchers. Same day, Aliens was released, 1986. Birthdays, actor Chase Crawford is 34. Vin Diesel is 52. Ricky Skaggs, 65. Richard Branson, that rich guy who owns the Virgin Empire, is 69 today. Steve Forbes, Forbes Magazine, is 72. Martha Reeves, leader of the Vandellas, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, she's 78 today. Dancing in the Street, Heat Wave, Nowhere to Run.
That's a jam. That's my jam.
Love it, love it, love it. Joe Torre, who is a real stand-up guy, great baseball ambassador, is 79 today.
That's kind of shocking.
It is amazing. He's a great guy. James Brolin is 79 as well. Dion DiMucci, which you met Dion.
Yes, I did. I sold him a Lexus.
How old is he today?
I'm going to guess 76.
80 today.
80.
The big 80. John Glenn Wood had a birthday today. He was the oldest man ever to be launched into space at age 77. He died in 2016. The 50th anniversary of the moon landing, 2 days away. Woodstock's 50th anniversary, 27 days away, which means Camille is 3 days later, 30 days away, the 50th anniversary. And we're 43 days away from SEC football. That's your timeline.
When does the timeline come that tells when I scored my first perfect 10?
Your first perfect 10?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I don't know, we could poll all your former girlfriends and ask if you ever had a perfect 10. I don't know. We'll look into that.
Just being facetious, of course.
Don't really do that, please.
Another hot day today with a high around 95. Heat index above 100 again. Spotty afternoon and evening storms. Not quite as scarce as yesterday. Low tonight, 75. In a few minutes, I'll tell you about a great space station flyover tonight at 8:37. It is a perfect one. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, rain chances are better, scattered to numerous storms around in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the low 90s, and a better-than-normal rain chance continues on Monday and Tuesday as a front approaches. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds and 76 degrees at 6:39.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
As we wait to connect with Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32, coming up at the Cheap and Trashy, Metallica. Big news.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
When you're on vacation, it's supposed to be your time away from worrying about your job, but some people like Andrew can't help themselves.
A new LinkedIn survey found that a majority of people say they check in on work when they're on vacation. Amid growing pressure to always be on the job, 59% of workers said they've checked in with their bosses or coworkers at least once a day. Now, other reasons they say is that they don't want to fall behind or miss any opportunities. It's a lot of emails when you come back from vacation.
I check my emails and delete as much as I can, but...
Listen, I'm not even going to get into that. We're gonna bring in 3 Men and a Lady before I get into that over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, kids. How are you?
I'm the poster child for working on vacation.
Yes, we get postcards that we use on the air from Rich wherever he is.
My voice from Jamaica is on the weather.
Modern technology
and videos and stuff like that.
But I think there's been, and even though a lot of people do it, yes, I think it was Ryan that mentioned, you know, you want to keep up so you don't come back to a mountain of email and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it also has to do with economic times. When times are tough, everybody worries they're going to find out they can get along just fine without me, so people get nervous.
Some people don't take vacations for that reason.
Yeah. In fact, I have a statistic this morning. 51% of available vacation time is what the average employee uses.
51%?
51%, yeah. That was a survey of companies that came up with that number. Oh. Do you worry about that? Like when you're, and you know what else happens? This is a rule of life. Anytime you're gone, whether it's a few days or a week, when you come back, something's going to be different. Something will have changed.
That's very true.
Oh, look, they repaved the parking lot while I was gone. Like they were waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. And two big changes happened when I went on vacation a few times.
Yes.
I won't tell you about them, but they were two very big changes. Two very big changes.
I've seen the huge...
I came back and somebody wasn't here. Yeah. And then I came back one time and I wasn't here.
That's the worst. Oh. When you come back from vacation and you're not there.
Right. Yeah.
That's the nightmare we all have, I think. How about you, Emily?
Me? I have a bad habit of...
She only checks in to see if any drama took place.
I like how you're speaking for me.
I am speaking for you. Exactly.
Emily, once again, two peas in a pod, because that's the only thing that's going to get my attention. Like, if I see, you know, a headline that might... Not a headline, the header in the email, the subject line says...
The headline that I text her.
Yes, exactly.
You won't believe what you missed.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You have to know what you're walking back into.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Who are we mad at today is one of my favorite statements.
Yes.
Who are we mad at?
I just search keywords into the emails just to see if I miss anything. I search my name. Right. I search urgent.
Yeah.
That type of thing, just to make sure that I'm not walking back into something crazy.
There's so much.
Word terminated.
I'm afraid, like, I'm going to go up to the door and my key pops.
Right.
Not a good sign.
There's so much prep we have to do. I'm sure you guys do, too, but there's so much prep we have to do ahead of time before we leave that once we get on vacation, you still want to check in and make sure, okay, did those music logs go over? Are you having any problems with anything? And it's hard to not check your email when you can get email on your phone and you just see those little notifications adding up and adding up and adding up. It's hard to not check them.
I refuse to put... I refuse to put my work email on my personal phone. I keep my email on my work phone only. I'm not constantly checking that. And also, too, so I can keep my battery life, because we get so many...
That's true. That's very true, too. Yeah.
And I'm speaking for myself here. Andrew's giving me the side eye, because I know that he's... you have it on your personal phone, too.
Yeah. I was on my bachelor weekend this past weekend, and I might have gotten yelled at by some of my friends for tweeting out a few stories.
When I go on vacation, I will turn notifications off, so I'm not bothered.
I can't do that.
But I'll check my email.
I've got to watch radar all the time,
when
too.
I'm having my coffee.
I have to watch radar.
That's another thing. Whenever Rich goes away, something goes on.
I know. There is. I'm at the Jamaica airport arranging severe weather coverage.
So he goes away and worries somewhere else.
Whenever you're on vacation, Rich, and we know about it, I try and listen closely when I hear you on the radio to see if I can hear, like, any music in the background.
or waves.
Where are these steel drums coming from?
Are the Cabana Boys saying you need another battery or something?
Here's the forecast with Rich.
All right, look at the time. Beautiful.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
That was fun. I literally felt like I was propping my eyes open the whole time with toothpicks. I'm just gassed.
Now, actually, it was three times that there was big personnel changes while I was on vacation.
When I worked at the TV station, there was a change of general managers or news directors every time I went somewhere.
Wow.
So people asked, when you going on vacation again?
Yeah, right?
In fact, general managers would ask me that.
it was really nice the first few years, and especially because Janelle was still in high school and stuff. We and the boss and I both had kids in Florida, and he had a house down there and a studio. So I would get to stay a week and do all my shows from our Florida studio.
That is cool. So cool.
And you didn't feel disconnected from everything.
Yeah.
But, it's almost inevitable. And I was thinking, when I came back from that most recent trip, something was different. I just can't remember what it was. That's something that happens when you get to be my doddering age. And again, thanks to the incredible turnout at Baumhauer's last night. That was just fun. Everybody had a great time. We should have offered them some moon pies.
The television crew?
Yeah. How were the steaks today?
Steaks were great.
How many new moon pies did you go through last night?
I took 69 moon pies.
Yeah?
And we bagged them in threes, one of each flavor. So we had like 23 bags, and it was like one per couple or whatever.
So you went through all of them?
All of them.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you would.
You're really doing this Moon Week big time. What are you going to do on Uranus Week?
God.
Let me sit on that for a while before I make a decision, okay?
I can't look at any of you in the eye right now.
I can tell from the look on your face.
Look at the clock on the wall.
I know, it's one of those...
Boy, look at the time.
6:47.
Oh, geez.
Hey, maybe this is the time in your life to call 272-2020. Finally make that appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye Physicians.
I think I want to.
Find out. Emily, you can open your eyes and everything comes in a crystal clear focus.
Mine aren't so bad, but I've noticed with more computer use and
stuff. Does this look clear or blurry?
That is just a blurry brochure. That's what got me started yesterday. I saw this brochure on the table in here. And
It's completely blurry,
and I thought for a split second, oh, crap, I need to talk to Greg about LASIK.
How did that go to the printer?
I don't know, but it's blurry.
Yeah, somebody stretched the font. When you do that, you lose the...
Flip it over to the back there, and you'll see it's a little...
Take your glasses off. It's even worse.
My glasses are all schmutzed up. I hate glass. I wish I could get LASIK. I got to tell you, the sound effect we play when somebody loses one of our contests...
That's how you feel?
When the refractive surgery counselor said, I'm sorry, but LASIK is not going to work for you. But you're sure glad they play it straight and tell you the truth. For those who are eligible, you've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world. So here in Montgomery, you are in the best possible hands. None of this runoff to Birmingham nonsense. The best are right here in town for you at Montgomery Eye. Go to onlinemep.com to learn more, watch videos and stuff, or go ahead and make the appointment, no charge whatsoever, to find out if LASIK will work for you at 272-2020. Traffic and then the Cheap and Trashy coming up next at 6:48.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch headed into a Thursday workday, and traffic around the river region is moving along pretty smoothly this morning. We don't have a lot of delays on the boulevard. It's getting crowded, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we're still up at a speed limit ride on both I-65 and on I-85, and the 31s are all running smooth this morning. Let's be careful as we head on into work. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros, trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On July 18th, 1980, the world welcomed little baby Kristen Bell.
Aw, look at her adorable, cute little baby face. And she'll keep that well into her 40s.
Kristen Bell, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture?
Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Some odds and ends from the entertainment industry. Metallica had the experience of doing a concert that was played live in front of 1% of the entire population of the country. They were in Finland. They had 55,000 people buy tickets, and the population of Finland is 5.5 million. Wow. So, I mean, that's kind of a hard thing to pull up. Now, if you can get 55,000 people to see you when you play in Wyoming, you'd be playing you about, I think, almost 20% of the state because their population is so low. Yeah. It's just a thing. You may have heard yesterday, we announced that as the story broke, Kevin Spacey having one of the cases against him dropped, but he's a long way from being out of the woods when it comes to all of this, these allegations.
His career is still toast.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. How about some comic talk, Jay?
Comic books, yes, okay.
A poll found that the Marvel Universe is the most popular fandom.
Oh, I'm sure,
yeah.
63% of people saying they're into it. Star Wars next was 60%, followed by DC. Now, which of the never mind.
Okay.
I thought I had the rank within the Marvel Universe of the most popular parts of that franchise.
Yeah. If you go back 10 years, all you need to do is go back about 10 years. That's mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And you would have people who, it's a different world as far as Marvel would be concerned. They come out with a movie with just Iron Man. You're like, Iron Man? That's tier 3 superhero type stuff, you know?
Tier 3?
You know what I'm saying?
Never heard that one before.
Right? Well, yeah, because you wouldn't say that now. And then it's like, well, they're also making a Captain America movie. It's, yeah, Thor. That's what?
Yeah.
I'm thinking at Disney, when they acquired Pixar and Marvel and the Star Wars franchise, those are really some key decisions, huh? Yeah. Right?
Harry Potter was number 4, Star Trek 5th. I see Pokemon here at number 9, and Detective Pikachu is now the highest grossing video game movie ever.
They've made a video game about cats. I asked Jay about it yesterday because, you know, he knows all things video games. He didn't know about this, but it's called Peace Island. And
still don't know about it.
And it's a gang of cats trying to find where all the humans went. But so your character is a cat.
And I told her, nope. Cat would ever care about where you went if you
well died. That's the fantasy aspect of it.
Bailey, are we gonna download that?
No, she says no.
Bailey's waiting 4 minutes for chicken.
Bailey's like, I'm downloading on your fancy iPad that you give more attention to than me.
I hear the Capcom guy saying T-minus 3 minutes, 3 minutes till chicken.
I just came across a story that I did not notice earlier today in my stupor. But it's kind of cool, so we'll do another electrifying story after 8. A new Gossip Girl is coming to HBO Max. I know Janelle was into that.
HBO Max?
Yes, HBO Max. Not that I would know. I don't have it.
Oh, she was into the
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girls.
For some reason, they think it's great, and I like Sandra Bullock. Why it's news that she adopted a dog when millions of people are doing that every week, I don't know. A new Peanuts series coming called Snoopy in Space.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
I guess he's graduated from the Red Baron to something.
Oh, I thought Snoopy had passed on.
No. I wonder how old he would be in dog years. Snoopy. And David Crosby, who I spent consecutive Thanksgivings with, said he would like to make music again with Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young. So there could be a reunion in the works.
That would be awesome.
Isn't it amazing? So many of the artists who made a big thing out of the fact that they couldn't get along are suddenly
saying,
hey, there's money.
Yeah, there's money to be made, right? Look,
so
look what the Eagles are making.
They're going full Rodney King.
Can we all get along?
Hey, I got a...
Can we get along?
I got a message last night. I didn't look into this, but because I have MLB Network on my Apple TV,
yes,
it'll.
MLB Network on my Apple TV.
Okay. Just well, out of well, nowhere.
What will it do?
It's fancy things.
It sent me a message saying, hey, somebody is on, and I can't remember who it was on a six-inning no-hitter.
Right.
And was like, hey, you might want to tune in for this. It lets me know
when there's... cool.
Yes. It lets me know when stuff like that's going on.
If I've got MLB on my other devices, would I have it on my smart TV, too? Do you think?
If you have it on your...
I bought it for...
Do you have MLB the MLB Network?
Yeah. MLB TV?
You should. It should be on your Apple TV if you have that. Or Roku.
Wow.
If you have that. How did he do? Did he just go the six innings, or...?
Made it into the seventh, I believe.
Okay.
Gave up a hit, and... I don't remember the pitcher or the team.
I can't remember.
Well, good, because then I don't have to feel like I'm really losing it today, because I am on fumes. I mentioned Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, my buddy Preston, who is a neighbor and a friend, interesting, does that type of work. So he went over and fixed my place and said, by the way, I'm moving from the neighborhood too. And he said, I'm having a horrible time dealing with potential renters, and I